Serious questions are being asked about how widely female genital mutilation is practiced in Australia. It follows the arrest of four people in Sydney yesterday over the alleged mutilation of two young girls. Medical professionals in Australia say there's no evidence to suggest female genital mutilation is commonplace, but the New South Wales Minister for Community Services says she doesn't think the practice is rare. Emily Burke reports.
The charging of four people over the circumcision of two young girls in Sydney has prompted fears that other cases have gone undetected. The New South Wales Minister for Community Services, Prue Goward, has told Sydney Radio 2GB she doesn't think it's an isolated case.
I certainly think there's that possibility because we have a number of communities in New South Wales where that would be considered an acceptable practice, but they certainly know it's illegal now.
Police say they're not aware of other incidents at this stage, but they can't discount the fact that there may be more victims. But Professor AJ Rane from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists isn't so sure.
But I wouldn't be surprised if there are sporadic incidents, given the fact that we have a larger sub-Saharan community coming into Australia where this practice is culturally very dominant. But I would still believe that the practice is sporadic rather than common, because there are no clinical hospital reports of major genital trauma following these procedures being reported in Australia.
He says he's been asked to perform the procedure, but not here.
When I was practicing in England, I have had requests made by highly educated couples requesting that their 9 and 10-year-old girl have a small nick. I was shocked that I was asked this, but when I refused, they said, well, if you don't do it, someone in a back street with a rusty blade is going to do it. So it's a very strong cultural propagation.
A sheikh from the suburb of Auburn has been charged in relation to the female circumcision of the two girls, which has raised questions about whether the Muslim community is condoning the practice. Professor AJ Rane again.
I have operated in Egypt. I have operated in Nigeria. So I can vouch that some of these practices are very, very harmful to women. And there is some degree of religious coercion for this highly cultural phenomenon. I don't think religion dictates it, but there is some dictation by religious leaders to ensure that this continues.
Hani Lightfoot Klein is a leading international expert on female genital mutilation. Her research across Africa over several decades has been published in four books. She says categorically there is no link with Islam.
No one really knows where the whole thing started. It's often been described as a Muslim, but there is nothing really. You investigate all of the Muslim actual activities, and it's never been actually, it's not because of the religion.
And she adds one of the features of the practice is that it's perpetrated by women on their daughters.
There is hatred and there is rage. There's a tremendous anger. So what do you do with this? You can't stop it. Once it has been done, then they will have to do it to somebody else. If they have suffered this, somebody else let them suffer as well, so that they won't be giving away something for nothing. They're going to get it too.
And she says the practice is increasingly common.
It's getting larger and larger and more practiced.
Why is the practice growing?
I sometimes would wonder. Sometimes a word like why is not, you can't make answers.
The retired Sydney nurse charged with performing the procedure on the two girls will face court early next month.
Emily Burke with that report.